Ms. Kirchhoff is employed at a call center. It connects veterans to healthcare services. And then Ms. Gibbs is employed by a company called Marigold. And here is the Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz coming up and joining us talking about this. I really appreciate you coming up to take the time to join us. I've been trying to fill time to give you time to.
We were summoned to the governor's press conference right now, and I just took a little break. I told you I'd try to make it up here, so here I am.
And you always do, Mr. President Pro Tem, and we've got a great Missourianet affiliate in your hometown of Sullivan, and we're so glad to have him. And I appreciate you coming up and joining us, and I know you're very busy. Just in general, your reaction to the governor's speech, areas you agreed or maybe even disagreed with the governor?
Well, obviously, you know, he highlighted a lot of the accomplishments that the legislature had last year, and I think we obviously we're going to continue to work on those issues, and I think we're pretty proud of some things that occurred. I think the transportation issues and the success we've had with some of those things, I think, is something that we need to build on. One of the things I probably disagree with a little bit on the governor, obviously, is I love the 50-50 match program, but it's using general revenue, so we have a little, you know, we're a little sideways on that particular issue, but we'll work with the approach chair and see if we can come to agreement on something that we think works, because it's been very successful program. But you know, I don't want citizens becoming used to fixing the transportation needs of our state from the backs of general revenue, so I kind of think we need to work on you know, a user fee that makes more sense.
I thought one of the biggest things that he talked about, and you and I have talked so many times about the Roachport Bridge when I've conducted interviews with you, Mr. Pro Tem, but the Buck O'Neill Bridge, I thought of all the things he talked about, that was huge. I was not expecting that.
Well, that was one of the unexpected, you know, wins that we were able to accomplish when we were able to you know, get the infragrant funds, free up some funding, and be very creative, again, some very attractive bonding, things that he highlighted to, you know, were all led us to the ability to make sure that we could do the Buck O'Neill Bridge. And so I think that, again, when you think about, you know, $1 billion worth of work that can be accomplished on what we did with that bonding bill and what's going on in the future, that's a big deal. So
the governor, it is a huge deal, and you've been over that bridge. It's in bad shape.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's not opinion. It's fact.
Yep.
It's in terrible shape. We had some news, and just a couple of thoughts here, and I appreciate your time. The Medicaid expansion came up there, and I know how you feel about that. But Razor and Representative Razor and Representative Basie were on with me. One thing we learned in that interview that we did with them, just literally before you came up, they announced that the Boonville Hospital is going to be closing tonight at 7 o'clock. That broke on our. I had no idea.
I had not heard that. Yeah, that's something new. I had not heard that as well.
Yeah.
But I do know that those are some of the issues that we face.
Sure.
You know, some of those reimbursements, and obviously those rural hospitals struggle,
right,
with that type of population of being, you know, their payment base and things of that nature. So it's problematic, and those rural hospitals are critical. I live in Sullivan, Missouri, and obviously we have a good rural hospital right there. But again, they struggle. You know, at times. You know, meeting the financial obligations that are there. So I understand some of the problems that face with that.
Governor did not talk about gaming, and I know that's an issue you and I have talked about. You have a bill about the slot machines. I've covered all the hearings.
Sure.
According to the Highway Patrol, I was there at all the hearings. According to Gaming Commission, according as well to the Lottery Commission, there are a lot of illegal slot machines up and down your corridor.
There's as many as, you know, 14,000 machines have been deployed across the state. We're waiting patiently on a case in Platte County. I spoke with the prosecuting attorney there this morning on that particular case. I think it'll be in February. You know, there's a hesitancy out there, people looking for clarification. I think we think it's clearly in violation of state law. And again, I think we'll see, once that case is decided, you're going to see additional cases that are going to be filed, and these things ultimately at some point in time, you know. And what our bill does is put some additional teeth to make sure people aren't willing to risk, you know, maybe potentially their liquor license and or their future ability to maybe expand into that area by taking on illegal games.
Is there anything you want to add about the governor's speech, about priorities for you? Feel free, anything you would.
You know, I think that, you know, we're just trying to absorb a little bit his Wayfair, you know, conversation and what might go there. I mean, obviously, we'd like to see a Wayfair decision, you know, get accomplished this year. You know, he talked about maybe setting aside that revenue, and we'll have to see where that conversation goes. Obviously, that's something the legislature make a decision on. But again, all in all, I think the governor, you know, kind of laid out a fairly straightforward, not a completely aggressive, you know, things that he wants to accomplish, but I think it's solid, continually working on the successes we've had in the past, and we look forward to doing that.
Kind of pragmatic, I thought.
Yep.
Pragmatic, realistic, because you could propose anything, but if they don't get through it doesn't do any good.
No, I think there's a realistic approach, optimistic, but it's a realistic approach, and I like that about the governor. So.
Final question I've asked you many times. You still want to get Pat Mahomes, I think, to the Capitol?
I would like to get Pat Mahomes. I mean, I know that at some point we're going to get the Stanley Cup here in this building as well, and so we're continuing to work on that. And hey, if we can get ourselves fortunate enough to be in a position to win the Super Bowl championship and have the world champion hockey team, you know, in the state of Missouri, it's going to be phenomenal, and we'll try to get them all in here at some point in time.
And I know you're still trying. You want to get the Stanley Cup and the Blues here. Is that realistic?
It is coming. Yeah. I am confident that, we may not get the Blues, obviously they're in the middle of the season,
right.
But I do believe we're going to see the Stanley Cup. We'll be sitting in this building towards the end of the month. I don't know the exact day, but it's coming. And I'm kind of hesitant to put it out there because, you know what, a lot of people could show up that day if we told them exactly what day it's going to be here.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're breaking news here. Sometime, it's fair to say, sometime you expect before the end of January,
it will be here.
The Stanley Cup will be here at the Missouri Capitol.
Yes.
We're breaking news.
It is going to be here.
Yeah. Mr. Pro Tem, it's great to see you.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
thanks.
That.
Yeah.
And go Blues.
Yeah.
Go Blues. Appreciate his time today. So, yeah, absolutely. He's just said go Chiefs as well. So that is brand new news that we're breaking here on Missouri Net. The Stanley Cup will be coming here to the Missouri Capitol by the end of the month. We just can't give an exact date right now, and I appreciate the Pro Tem coming in and joining us live on our program. Our time is 4:57. We've just got a couple of minutes here to wrap up. So I just want to mention two quick highlights, and I want to thank a few people.